Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome back to our studios Dr. Judith Lynn Stillman. Welcome back, Judy.
Thanks for having me back. Great to be here.
It's great to have you with us. A lot of you will recognize that name. She is a pianist and longtime fixture at Rhode Island College. I don't know if fixture is complimentary or not, but
I think I might have to put that on my website.
I kind of like that word. I think it's a compliment. And for those in the audience that might not remember the last show we did, which was about a year and a half ago, I think. You've been playing the piano for a lot of years.
Since I was 3 years old.
Since you were 3 years old. And we're going to hear an interesting story about an event coming up on December 9th where you get to play with someone that you met a long time ago.
Back at Juilliard Pre-College, that's right.
And went separate ways, but we'll find out all about that in a minute. But also, we have an event on right after December 9th. We have an event on December 11th. That we want to talk about, Arts Alive, Masterworks concerts, and there's lots of things going on in your life. And let's start with a little bit of background for those that might not remember you. We talked about starting at 3 years old, and what town or city were you in at that time?
I am a native New Yorker, and I started at Juilliard Pre-College when I was a child and went on through bachelor's, master's, and doctorate. And close to receiving my doctorate, came to Rhode Island, and I have been the artist in residence at Rhode Island College
for a while.
Since my doctorate.
since then. And you teach at Rhode Island College, obviously.
That's correct. I'm a professor of music and artist in residence.
All right. Excellent. And do a lot of concerts and have a lot of CDs available, and a very nice website has information available there, too.
It's
Judith.
JudithLynnStillman.com.
And you can see availability of all the CDs. And we're going to talk about a brand new one that you brought with you today. And tell us about this little venture.
So this is called Viennese Gems, and it is with the double Grammy Award winning clarinetist Richard Stoltzman and the cellist of the Muir String Quartet, Mike Reynolds, and I. The three of us are playing trios. And what we're particularly excited about is that this is on the Kids Classics label, so that all the proceeds are donated to the Classics for Kids Foundation to buy instruments for children in school. And it helps string programs throughout the country.
You end up buddying up with some pretty famous people. And that's great to have those two talents on the CD with you. And if you are in the audience and you purchase this CD, it's worth turning the CD over and looking at the picture on the back. I wish we had a camera. It's a great shot of you. You are not the largest woman in the country. And so
I look like a different species. Is that what we're saying?
Judy is very petite, and it's a very cute picture of her looking at the two guys that she's playing with. But let's get to the piece of music, and then we'll come back and talk some more about these events that are coming up, because we have a lot of things. We don't want to confuse anybody, so we'll kind of take them in chronological order or whatever. But this first piece of music is from the new CD. What do you have for us?
So this is the Beethoven Trio Opus 38, but it is modeled after his septet Opus 20. And the story is that the septet was extremely popular in Beethoven's lifetime. And it was so successful that, in fact, it almost eclipsed some of his other works. And he was actually upset about it. On the other hand, he recognized the commercial value, so he scored it for many other instrumentations. And this particular trio, I think originally he wrote this instrumentation for his physician and daughter to play. So he was constantly trying to appeal to amateurs to get his works played. On the other hand, so upset that this was so popular that it overshadowed some of his other works. In fact, at one point he said, I should have burned that manuscript. But it is a great piece of music, and I think we're going to hear the scherzo.
Here we go. Music provided by Judith Stillman, and I wish we had a camera in here. We talked about that earlier before we started the show, that some radio stations have a camera and do some live streaming, video streaming, but Judith has brought all kinds of beautiful posters with her, and CDs, and signs, and so we've got stuff spread out all over the place. But this is first thing I want to mention.
Sounds kind of like my house.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. Very interesting poster, and a great picture of you again with the two men that you're going to be playing with, and on the CD. And this is an event that's going to take place on Wednesday, December 11th, and two times, 1 o'clock. And then again at 7:30, and this is at Sappensley Hall, of course, at Rhode Island College. And admission is free. If you'd like to make a donation, that would be great. But tell us a little bit more about this event.
Yes, this event is called Arts Alive, and it's an interdisciplinary event, actually, because we will have two artists, visual artists, on stage with us. So while we're playing, works of art will be created in real time, and the audience will get to watch them. One is an oil painter, and the other will be working in a different medium. I think she will be embroidering.
Really?
And they are inspired by the music, and we'll see what the music dictates to them artistically. And then they'll share with us their notion of creative art versus interpretive art. And so we're very excited about it.
That would be very interesting to watch. Someone embroidering and trying to keep up with the music. That's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, I'd love to share with you the names of all the artists who will be there creating artwork and discussing the creator and the interpreter on our panel discussion. Sue Kwasnik is the oil painter. Elizabeth Duffy is the multidisciplinary artist. And our panel discussion will be with Eliane Markoff and Karen Treedman, as well as Sarah Picard. It's a kind of a joint effort of representation from various universities in the community, RISD and Roger Williams and Rhode Island College.
Wow.
And so we're very excited about it.
So that's a very neat event, and the same thing is going to happen twice, once
that's
at 1
correct.
O'clock and once at 7:30. All right, that's excellent. Let's get to another piece of music. And again, from your new CD, tell us about this one.
Yes, so Mike and I, who will be playing on Arts Alive, are performing here with Richard Stoltzman, and this is the Variations Movement from the Beethoven Septet.
We will listen to that, then take a short break, and be back with more of Dr. Judith Lynn Stillman. Thank you. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Judy Stillman. She is from Rhode Island College, or professor of Rhode Island College, not from Rhode Island College, from New York, but for a lot of time at Rhode Island College, and a pianist and a wonderful talent, and has brought us some great recordings. And I mentioned in the first segment that you seem to hang out with some pretty famous people once in a while. And this next CD is no exception to that. Tell us about this.
So we were going to be talking about some of my friendships from childhood. And when I was a teenager at Tanglewood, I met Wynton Marsalis, and we've become friends. And
no, I just want to make sure everybody caught that. Wynton Marsalis, okay, that you became friends with.
And this particular track is from our CD, On the 20th Century. And this is a tiny little gem by Poulenc. And I always love this, that Poulenc was described as part monk, part rascal. I think he's all rascal in this little piece. And what's so fascinating about this is that Wynton is double tracking and playing both trumpets.
All right, let's listen to that. Have a piece that's just a little over 40 seconds long. Very cool. Very neat little thing. And I know about double tracking. Occasionally in some of the recordings I've made with my singing groups, we've gone back and the quartet has ended up with 4 or 6 or 8 parts sometimes. So it's a lot of work, but and sometimes not quite so easy.
Yes, you have to sync it up. Exactly.
Right.
And in this next cut, which is from my Christmas CD, this is my arrangement. I'm doing all the piano playing. It sounds like a lot of hands, because it is, because I'm double tracking myself. And this is sort of the way that I like to arrange in kind of a fun style, where I'll take, in this case, a traditional melody, a Christmas tune, and I have superimposed that with a toccata by Paradis.
All right, so this is The Four Hands of Judy Stillman. I have a hard time just listening to someone play chopsticks, never mind four hands going back and forth. That's amazing. And now we're talking about an event on December 9th at Roberts Auditorium at Rhode Island College, and tickets are a mere price of $10, so well worth the investment. An 8 o'clock performance, And this is going to be with an old friend that we were talking about old friends and kind of the theme here. And tell us about how you met this man, Jordan, and how all that started.
Okay, so first of all, I want to say this is great. It's a Mozart double piano concerto, but I don't have to double track because I will have the second pianist there.
See that? That'll make it a lot easier.
His name is Jordan Rudess. He's described as the wizard of the keyboard. And he and I have been friends since our Juilliard pre-college days, where our moms took us to music school, and they, too, formed a friendship at that time. And Jordan went off in a wonderful, fascinating direction. He became literally a rock star. But his piano technique is, it can rival any classical pianist. In fact, it's better.
Wow.
And he and I are playing this Mozart II piano concerto, actually in memory of our moms. And this will be on December 9th at 8 p.m., with Alexei Chabalin conducting the Rhode Island College Symphony Orchestra at Roberts Auditorium. And I think that the fans of Jordan Rudess and Dream Theater would love to know that Jordan is writing his own cadenza, which he and I will premiere as part of the concerto. It's infused with elements of everything you can imagine. Progressive rock, Latin, jazz. It's incredibly fun and so creative.
Now, I have to ask you a question, because as someone that doesn't play, and to listen to someone as talented as you, and obviously what you're telling me about Jordan, how does that happen? Who gets the idea to put all these things together, crossing over from rock to classic to all the other things you've just mentioned?
Well, I can just tell you that Jordan, because I've known him since he was, what, 9 or 10, has always had this incredible creativity and inspiration from, who can say where it's from, but I mean, even when we were in our, you know, first theory classes together, if I'd be playing a C major scale, he'd be playing some, I don't even know how to identify it. It was so amazingly out there.
Right. And this doesn't, you have to be, I don't want to say you have to be talented enough, but obviously you have to be talented enough to accept this and say, okay, I'll do that. And open-minded, right?
Yes, and I think that's why he was able to follow his dream and do all these remarkable, open, creative, new things, innovative things.
All right, we'll listen to that, and then we'll take another break and be back with more of Judy Stillman.
Thank you.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, sitting with Judith Lynn Stillman, pianist and star of a couple opportunities for you to hear her in the very near future, just about a month from now, on December 9th at 8 p.m. at Roberts Auditorium. There's going to be the concert featuring Jordan, who we were just listening to with you, Jordan Rudess. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And he is from Dream Theater. Some of you might have heard of that. It's not a classical thing, but we have people
here. Progressive rock.
Progressive rock, but that's all right. Don't let that scare you off. This is going to be a very, very interesting concert, and at Roberts Auditorium at 8 o'clock start. If you'd like tickets, you can call the box office at 401-456-8144. And if you'd like information on anything in general about Judith and her background and the availability of her CDs, you can go to her website, which is judithlynnstillman.com. And there you'll find the availability of CDs and lots of pictures and things of interest. You could just make a night of it. Go to her website and make a night of it. Judith, this has been great to have you in here and bring all this music to us and a very different kind of things that maybe our audience wouldn't normally get to hear. So that's cool.
Thanks for having me. And
we're going to have a chance to talk again. I just wanted to say that we're going to get to the holiday spirit now.
That's right.
And play some things that are a little bit different.
From my second Christmas CD on a North Star label, and this is Christmas Reflections, and it will give you a sense of how I like to combine my roots with the Christmas music so that you hear Bach, and in this case you'll hear the quodlibet from the Goldberg Variations, and then my friends from the Muir String Quartet are playing O Come All Ye Faithful. And
there's famous sort of friends again,
interwoven,
right?
these pieces, and then a Bach prelude, and which again you'll hear a traditional Christmas carol interwoven with the Bach.
All right, so this is actually two separate cuts. We'll play them back to back.
Thank you.
to kind of wrap things up and clarify just a little bit, because there are two events that we've been talking about. We just told you about the one on December 9th, and then the one on December 11th is the one that's in 1 o'clock in the afternoon and 7:30 in the evening at Sappensley Hall at the Nazarene Center for the Performing Arts at Rhode Island College. Admission is free, so it's a great opportunity. And on that performance, just let me clarify again, is going to be you. I know that. You're going to be there.
I'll be performing with Mike Reynolds, whom you just heard playing the first of those two Christmas arrangements. He's the cellist in the Muir String Quartet. And he and I are also two of the three members of the trio on the CD, Viennese Gems.
Okay.
Which will be... We'll be celebrating the release of the CD at this concert. All kinds of things are happening at this concert. It's called Arts Alive. Where we'll have interactive artwork, a panel discussion on the creator and the interpreter, and Mike Reynolds and I performing.
All right.
Beethoven.
Okay. And I think that interactive thing is where you have the artist creating their visual works while you're playing is going to be very, very interesting. I've seen that done before for, I've had the opportunity to do that while I was singing one time. We had an artist on a large screen at a convention with about 10,000 people in the audience, but we had these large screens where they could watch him just create what he was thinking while we were singing. It was pretty amazing, actually. It's a lot of fun, and what they come up with and the way those minds work is a little bit different than what we might be thinking. So that'll be very interesting. So just to go over again, we've got December 9th, December 11th. So those are the two dates we've been talking about. And we have a little bit more music to play before we leave you. But before we have Judith introduce that music, I just want to thank you for coming in this evening and bringing this music to our audience. I know it's been a while since you've been here. We can't wait so long next time.
Oh, I really appreciate your time and having me.
And maybe we can do something in the spring and talk about what's happening then.
I'd be delighted.
All right. What do we have left to listen to here?
So from the CD Viennese Gems, you'll be hearing the last movement of the Zemlinsky Trio. Zemlinsky was influenced by Brahms, and Brahms championed his works.
Here we go. And to the rest of you, we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.